Hey there. You're listening to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, you'll hear from Tori, Tiffany, and Sophia Baltiera, three sisters who make up the Austin-based band, Tiara Girls. The sisters are young. Tori just graduated high school, and Tiffany and Sophia are in college, but they are all seasoned professionals. Like, they've been playing together a long time, like since they were kids, like actual children. Guitarist Tori, bassist Tiffany, and drummer Sophia play a mix of music that blends cumbia and rock and ska, and they are very, very good at what they do. They have won multiple Austin Music Awards over the years. And as you would expect with a group of sisters who started playing together when they were kids, their sound over the years has changed and matured. Recently, Tiara Girls truly hit their stride. Their focus is, in their words, to create music for an empowered generation. And their 2018 song, Leave It to the People, is a perfect example of that. It's a song about activism and resistance, and it's led them to be explicit and unapologetic about their own views and advocacy. I first spoke to the band when they came into Studio 1A, our beautiful live performance studio here at KUTX, the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast. And I was struck not just by the music that the trio made, but also by how passionately they spoke about why they were making music at all. It contrasted so drastically to how I was in my late teens and early 20s. Like, honestly, I was a self-absorbed mess. I knew then that I wanted to talk to the band and invited them back to the podcast. The Baltiera Girls were even more insightful than I expected, and they told me about a song they heard all at the same time that helped clarify the kind of music they wanted to make and what they wanted to say when they made it.
I am Tori Baltiera, and a song that changed all of our lives is Just a Girl by No Doubt. I remember my dad coming up to us a few years ago with the music video of the song, and he was like, "You guys should really cover the song, it's so cool." And we all watched the music video, and it was super cool because Gwen Stefani was like throwing herself on the ground and like being all cool at a house party.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes, I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise.
Always tell me that I sound like Gwen Stefani, so maybe that like stemmed from something, so thanks, Dad. This song was the first time that we had ever heard ska music before, so it was really surprising and also a turning point in our musical careers. Yeah, after that we started kind of like listening to cumbias, and so our minds just kind of like mixed the two and had a baby. And so and with the songs that we're writing now, we're kind of having that like reggae ska style with also some Latin rhythms, and so that's why people think we're like kind of weird with what we're playing, because it doesn't really match into like one like Latin genre or like a reggae genre. So like it kind of had a baby because of this song. Yeah.
Was cumbia something that you guys discovered around the time that you discovered this No Doubt song, or had you been into cumbia before then?
Honestly, like when we would go to family parties and stuff, or like get-togethers, every Mexican family and party has that background music like right when you step into the room. So we've been around it forever, but I think it like finally hit us like, hey, we like this music. Yeah. Like, this is cool, around that time that we had heard this No Doubt song.
And you say one of the things that you've done is you've taken some elements of ska and some elements of cumbia, mm-hmm. and put them together. I mean, what do you think it is about those two genres that makes them like compatible?
I think it's like pretty like jumpy in a way, but not too chaotic, because like it's like inch.
No te asombres si te digo lo que fuiste, un ingrato con mi pobre corazón, porque el fuego de tus lindos ojos negros alumbraron el camino de otro amor.
Yeah, they all kind of have
they
that,
flow
like,
together.
Yeah, they have the same kind of beat in a way, but when you bring different things together, I just think it sounds so cool, like and yeah. like very like something you can dance to, something you can bop your head to.
What about you, Tiffany? How did you feel when you saw that song?
Well, me and my sisters all have very different musical tastes. And my dad would come to us with different songs to, like, cover. And we would always argue, but this one was different because we all really liked the rhythm and the beat of it. And like Tori said, like, this is where we kind of all agreed that, like, we brought our own thing to the table with ska.
Right on. And yeah. How about you, Sophia? What was your experience of this?
When my dad showed me the song, like Tiffany said, we have different music tastes, and that was totally off from what I listen to usually. But when I like listened to it like over and over again, the drum beat just really just hit something in me, and I just loved it so much. Like, I started just banging on the table. Like, even when we were eating dinner, like, it would be playing in my head, and then you'd hear me, like, on the table, and my mom and dad were so annoyed all the time. But, yeah, it definitely sparked something in me, too. So when we started, like, playing around with other things that could connect back to the song, like, it was really easy for me to make up beats on the drum set.
What about the lyrical content of the song? Was that something that you connected with?
I was listening to it last night, and a lot of the parts stuck out to me. There's a part where she says, "I'm just a girl, all pretty and petite, so don't let me have any rights." And so, like, when I think I might not be the only one that does this, but, like, I dance around in my room to the song sometimes. And so when that lyric comes up, like, it's really fun to lip sync to and sing because it's like, I'm pretty and petite, don't let me have any rights. And I think pretty and petite could be, like, a physical thing, but also a power stance. So, like, petite is, like, you are small, you don't really have any power. And so I'm a small person, and so that was kind of funny for me. And, like, through our music we like advocate, and over the years and just the months we've like seen how our music kind of affects people. And so it's like funny to be like, don't they have any rights, I'm pretty and petite, but like look at me, I'm just a girl. So she also says, I'm just a girl, guess I'm some kind of freak because they all sit and stare with their eyes. And when Tori brought this one up to our attention, we were like, that this really relates to us, because whenever we started out, we were all very, very little. And like, I mean, you could tell we were not as mature as other bands that were playing on the stage with us. So people would look at us like, it's kind of weird. Like, what are y'all doing over here?
We're some kind of freaks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think one of the things that struck me is you said that your dad brought this song to you. Were you in high school at the time?
Or yes, okay. Very much. I was in middle school, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You were in high school and middle school, yeah. And your dad is bringing you a song that he thinks you should cover, which to me means that you guys are already playing mm-hmm. music in a band.
Yes. Yeah.
So when did you guys start playing music?
We started playing music together when I was about 10. Which was like 7 years ago.
Well, how did you guys start playing together? I mean, a lot of kids take, you know, music lessons and learn instruments, but they don't necessarily put it together and try to play with other people or in bands. So how did that get started?
Well, I started playing on the piano just because I had an interest in like learning it. And then Sophia picked up the drums. She started taking lessons as well. And so we were doing our separate thing. And Tori, in elementary, she started going to music class. And she had, a spark of joy in that because she saw her music teacher take out the guitar and play a Beatles song. And instantly she was like, can you teach me how to play that song? So, like, we were all doing our own thing for a little bit. And people would joke, like, oh, you guys have a band. Because we would tell them, like, we're playing, I play this. And, like, I guess one day we were just like, let's try it out. And I was hesitant to go onto the bass because of how thick the strings are. And I was very comfortable already on the keyboard. But
we just thought it'd be cooler if someone was playing bass, not keyboard. I mean, not that keyboard's not cool, but, like, we need that rhythm.
Yeah. She would play the bass on the keyboard.
Yeah, and we were like,
what are you doing? She would change the sound on the keyboard.
She was angry while she was playing it. I want to play bass.
Yeah, but I love it now, so.
So it just kind of organically happened. Like, it was like everyone was doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was like, well, why don't we play together? And then it was like, I don't know, this keyboard bass is not really working. How about this bass? And then you guys decided to become a band. That's pretty cool. I started playing music really young, and you're all women. And I wonder what your experience was like out in the world. You said that people kind of looked at you like you were a freak, but as someone who played music for a long time, as a woman in music, I'd always given like the benefit of the doubt that you know what you're doing. And all three of you, not only do you, I mean, not all three of you are like instrumentalists. You've been in a band for a really long time. So what is it like to be out in the world as young women? Musicians.
In the beginning, it was kind of frustrating because we would show up to a gig and people wouldn't take us seriously. The sound guys wouldn't put in as much effort as they would do for the other bands. And so, and once we started playing and like they realized that we were like good, they would like scurry to the soundboard and try to fix the levels. But in the beginning, it was really hard. But I think in the past year and now, there's, like, this whole woman empowerment movement. And so we've been able to, like, come out of our shells as we're growing up and, like, say what we want to say about, like, our experiences. Just a Girl by No Doubt kind of really helped us come out of our shells and find our identities through lyrics and just not being afraid to speak our mind.
And lately, you guys have been speaking your mind a lot. I mean, the music that you're putting out now, it's not just about love and relationships. It really is about, like, empowerment. And I'm wondering what that process has looked like, getting kind of to that point of being able to say that.
Well, I think when we, like, obviously when we started making music, it was just like, oh, let's talk about our feelings. Like, oh, this boy doesn't like me back. Or, like, oh, I can't date this boy. Blah, blah, blah. But when we... where, like, when we started leaving to the people, it was like, oh, wow, like, we can sing about, like, bigger things and stronger things. And when we saw how our audience and our crowd would respond back to that song and how just impactful it was, we were like, we should just continue to speak our minds and talk about different things that are going on in society because this can make a big difference, like, this kind of music.
How did Leave It to the People come about? How did that song happen?
It was just me being upset about the whole election of 2016. I kind of just like locked myself in a room with my guitar and I just like started venting. It was kind of like therapy for us. And so I wrote a few verses, some ideas for a chorus. And then I brought it to my sisters and they were like, wow, this is like so much different than what we've ever done. And so it was kind of scary to like make that shift. And like we were not necessarily afraid of how people would see us, but we were just like cautious. Yeah, we kind of went through that same process of songwriting and through like all the advocating and like releasing the song, it just like made it all worth it. And I think there was also kind of a downside to that. there was some lyrics that says, the moment that I step outside, so many reasons for me to run and hide. I can't do the little things I hold so dear. That kind of, the meaning of that lyric kind of switched once we released Leave It to the People for us. So like after releasing Leave It to the People, we were kind of like caught up in the passion that we had for the music and for advocating for others as well as ourselves. And once it was out and we kind of showed everyone on social media that we were advocating for like Beto, the mayor, and like all these like social and political organizations, people were like, our fans were like turning their backs on us kind of. And so it was like, there's so many reasons for me to run and hide from this, but we kind of just had to like stand our ground and be like, okay, well, if our fans were like this, then why were they our fans, you know? You gotta leave.
Leave It to the People isn't the only anthem Tiara girls have written. They've got a new one called Soy Chingona, which they'll be debuting live on June 22nd at Chingona Fest here in Austin, Texas. The recorded version will come out later this year. And in case you don't know what Chingona means...
Chingona means badass, and so we wrote this song about the chingonas in our life and claiming our identity as chingonas. And so the chorus, the lyrics are... Aquí estoy, soy chingona y no me voy, which means here I am, I'm chingona, and I'm not leaving, I'm here to stay. And so with that song, we kind of included the ska rhythm with like some Latin rhythms as well, and we invited a drummer named Clemencia.
Yeah, shout out to my girl Clemencia. She's a chingona. She has broken barriers as a woman who plays drum set, and I look up to her. She is truly my musical mother, and yeah, I'm just so grateful for her. She taught me how to mix my beats for this song because I wasn't really sure what direction to go in, so she helped me tremendously with it, and I thank her so much for that and her creativity.
Being women in music and growing up with women in music, we want to eventually be the same thing for other little girls who have that kind of spark of joy with wanting to play an instrument and being involved in the music industry, especially like girls of color, and allowing them to like find inspiration in us and knowing that they have a place here in like music and showing their voice and not being afraid of what they have to say and what they have to bring with their music.
And this is Leave It to the People by Tiara Girls. They'll be debuting their new anthem, Soy Chingona, on June 22nd at Hops and Grains Brewing here in Austin as part of Chingona Fest. They're on a bill with Tribes and the world's best Selena tribute band, Bitty Bitty Banda. They're also playing this weekend, June 15th, at the Leander First Arts Festival. You can find information about both shows on the show notes page for this episode at KUTX.org, or if you like, swipe up on the podcast app, as well as a link to their Studio 1A session. And as always, you can find a Spotify playlist on the show notes page where you can listen to all the songs we referenced in this episode all the way through. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced by Art Levy and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.